You're listening to SBS News.
Australian businesses and their founders have been celebrated at the annual Ethnic Business Awards ceremony in Sydney. Hosted by SBS newsreader Janice Peterson, she welcomed all to the event.
Welcome to this, the 31st Ethnic Business Awards. Now, this is an event, as you probably are well aware, that celebrates belonging and inclusion by sharing the successes of Australia's diverse business community. But first, let us acknowledge and pay respect to the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. Let's pay thanks to their elders past, present and emerging for the privilege of meeting here on their traditional land to share stories of our successes.
The Ethnic Business Awards were founded in 1988 by Joseph Asif AO and are Australia's longest running national business awards program. Mr. Asif says he established the awards to recognise the diversity of Australia's business community and the achievements of migrants and First Nations people who started them.
Completed in 1932, the Sydney Harbour Bridge took 10 years to build and stands as an enduring and iconic tribute to Australian endeavour, vision and ingenuity. For over 30 years now, the EBA has been building a bridge as well. You cannot see it. The only steel in it is the steel of resolve. It is held together not by rivets, but by intangible things like determination, cultural awareness, mutual acceptance and cooperation.
Dignitaries in attendance range from federal politicians to ambassadors and multiple foreign consulate generals. Prime Minister Scott Morrison, New South Wales Governor Margaret Beasley AO QC and Labor MP Andrew Giles, who was representing opposition leader Anthony Albanese, were all present. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the entrepreneurship of both migrants and Indigenous Australians is key to the nation's identity.
This is a really special night. It's a night to acknowledge those who have come to Australia, not to take a contribution, but to make one. And in making a great contribution to our country, they've made us stronger. And their story has become part of the great Australian story. And it's something that we can all celebrate.
Three awards are given out on the evening, with the winners chosen from hundreds of nominations in each category. The 2019 Indigenous Person in Business Award went to Narelle Anderson, the founder of EnviroBank Recycling, Australia's largest provider of reward scheme recycling technologies. Ms. Anderson says it's an honour to be chosen out of so many other Indigenous entrepreneurs.
This place that we've all come to call home, Australia, is made richer by the tapestry of Indigenous Australians and migrant workers together. I'm humbled by the recognition and gratefully accept the responsibility that comes along with tonight's accolades. We will continue at EnviroBank to build a great Australian company that turns waste into a currency and in the process to put that currency to work.
The Small Business Award went to Wayne Quach, who owns the small family-run and operated Pine Creek Mango Plantation. Mr. Quach paid homage to the advice his grandfather gave him when he was fleeing to Australia in search of a better life.
He said, remember, freedom is priceless. If you find your way to freedom, you wake up every morning at 5 and go on, and you work an ethic and pay yourself a smile. And, you know, every step of my life, when it came to another country, language barriers, school dropout, all kinds of problems. Every time I'm thinking about going back, I think about my grandfather's.
Well, lastly, the Medium to Large Business Award went to Sarkis Nassif, who set up Holdmark Property Group just over 40 years ago. Mr. Nassif migrated to Australia from Lebanon and says he is now determined to help other businesses and people in Australia thrive. In particular, he wants to help farmers struggling with the drought.
Our farmers need support, and I want them to know they are not alone. We will face the hardship together, and I would like to contribute $1 million to assist in this support.
Host Janice Peterson closed the awards with a message of unity.
The Ethnic Business Awards is such a special event, and these stories, don't they? They bring us all together and they make us incredibly proud. Proud to live in a country where every year people can come together and celebrate their success in diversity.
Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.